This podcast was produced by The PM Plug, your one-stop shop for all things project management related. If you are someone who's looking to get the PMP, if you are someone who's looking to get a new project management job, then this is the resource for you. If you want to find out more information, click the link in the description box and learn more. Now let's get into today's episode. What's up, everyone? I pray you all are doing amazingly, and I'm really looking forward to today's episode. Y'all, this has been a week of learning, a lot of learning. I've been doing a lot of reflection, and it made me remember one of the greatest quotes that I heard, and I think it was from Bishop T.D. Jakes, if I'm remembering correctly, which was, "The only person you can change is yourself." The only person you can change is yourself. And I remember when he said that, he was relating it to the fact that there are a lot of situations that we complain about. There are a lot of people who maybe get on our nerves, but in the midst of those situations, in the midst of those people, you know, annoying us or doing negative things, the only person we can truly change is yourself. And so whether that's adopting the behavior of, you know what, I'm just not even going to let certain things get to me, adopting the habit of I'm going to take this into prayer, adopting the habit when, you know, a situation isn't looking the way that you want it to look, and pushing through and moving forward. That is the stance and the disposition that we must always adopt when it comes to this life. The only person you can change is yourself. All right. As I said, I'm really excited about today's episode. And let me just tell you something about God. Anytime that there's something that he wants me to speak about, whether it's here, whether it's through a conference or a seminar, whatever, he reveals it to me or confirms the word through people, through dreams, through a text and a scripture. And last night, I had a dream that confirmed this very podcast episode. And in the dream, one of my good friends was getting arrested for I don't even think he did anything wrong in the dream. And I think the cop was just being annoying and arresting him for no reason. So giving him a hard time and not allowing him to do what it is that he needed to do for no reason. And I remember being so angered. I went to every lawyer. I kept going to the cop 5,000 times. I was like, you know what? I don't care how many times I have to do this, my friend is not going to go to prison for some crime he did not commit. And when I woke up, I said, wow, God, because it literally reflects the very thing we're going to be speaking about today, which is pushing through. God is truly requiring us to push through during this time. And I believe that there are many people who may be dealing with a trial, who may be going through something serious, or who are having difficulty or uncertainty in this specific season or in a certain situation. And God really wants me to tell you, push through. Do not give up. Do not lose hope. Do not take your eyes off of the prize, off of the vision. No matter what the circumstances look around you, push through. And as I was, you know, thinking about why is it important to push through, I was brought to the scripture, Romans 5 verses 3 through 4, which says, "Not only that, but we rejoice in sufferings because we know that sufferings produce endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." And then I also looked at Hebrews 10:36, which says, For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what is promised. And it was that specific scripture in Hebrews that literally got to me, because there are oftentimes people who are so close to receiving the promise of God, so close to receiving that contract, so close to your business going viral, you getting those customers, or your books being sold out, that you get so frustrated and upset with the current situation of not maybe having a certain amount of sales, or same things just maybe difficult, or you just don't know what to do next, that instead of pushing through so that you can obtain the promises of God, you just choose to give up. You just choose to stop moving. You just choose to literally go against the will of God and adhere to your flesh, which is telling you to stop what it is that you're doing and don't produce. I was literally listening to a sermon by my pastor. Shout out to First Lady. She was talking about how the nature of God, how the nature of God, and because we are created in the image of God, because that is the case, our very nature, one of God's natures, is to produce. And if that is the case, it is our job to always be in a state of productivity, in a state of production. It is really an error if we ever get to a point or a moment in our lives where we are not producing something, whether that's a better character, whether that's healthy habits, whether that's a business, whether that's a community, whatever it is, we should always be in a state of producing. And so in this season, my only advice to you is to truly push through. And I know many people are like, well, I don't have it all together. Push through anyway. Figure out what it is that you need to know, the resources that you need, and find a way to get it. One of the things that I love about God is the fact that we can ask Him for anything. There's a scripture in James, I think it's James 5, that says, if you lack wisdom, come to me who gives to all freely and without reproach, and I will give it to you. So if you're someone who's like, I don't have the answers, I don't even know how to go about that, we can literally ask God, say, hey, yo, big dog, I need wisdom concerning this area. I need wisdom on how to speak to these people. I need wisdom on how to even create the business plan. I need wisdom on how to interview and to apply for that job. Literally ask the God who gives you that wisdom freely and without reproach, and he will give it to you. And I know even many people are like, well, it's just so hard. Things are not easy. And I know even though it may not be easy, push through. I know you may not have all the answers at this time, but push through. I know, I'm telling you, y'all, this is not the time to give up. This is not the time to lose focus. In fact, this is the time to go even harder, to focus on even more, to be more in tune with God and in your word. It's the time where we really should be studying the industries that we choose to, or that we desire to move into. God is trying to do something through us, but the only way that He can do it is if we push through in this season. And then lastly, the one thing that I realized when it comes to pushing through, when it comes to endurance, when it comes to literally being able to stand the test of trials, is that these trials that we go through, the result of it is promotion. These trials that we go through, God causes us and allows us to embark on these certain experiences because there's a characteristic that He's trying to develop. There's a mindset that He's trying to get us to adopt. There's something that He really wants to produce out of us as a result of this trial. And I remember there's a story in the Bible, and I don't know if you all are familiar with the story of David and Goliath. If you aren't, please just go and research so this can be, so you can be more familiar with what I'm getting ready to say. David would not have been king without Goliath. David would not have been promoted to a kingdom, to the throne, to riches and wealth without a conquering Goliath. And now Goliath, he was a giant. He was a trial. He was lack of finances. He was no job. He was, uncertainty. David would not have been promoted if he did not conquer and he did not push through and fight Goliath, fight that battle, overcome that battle. And so I say that, you will not get to the place where God has brought you to without Goliath. In fact, in those moments where you do maybe have certain issues that arise, when you start the business and things get difficult, rejoice, because you know that at the end of that endurance, at the end of a trial, there's a promotion that is awaiting for you. There's a character of resiliency, of by any means necessary, that God is truly trying to produce in you. And I really hope that you understand that there is literally nothing that is worth something that comes without a cost. There is no thing, and you can go through scriptures, that come without a cost. And don't get me wrong, my God is a God of favor. My God is a God who promotes. But even in those places, there are certain things that only a trial can produce out of you. And when you go through it, when you experience the fullness of the trial and you rely into God, you will even be surprised of the person you become outside of that. And so I really hope that in this season, you do not lose heart, you do not lose hope, that you push through in spite of, that you push through regardless of what it may look like, what it may seem like, what other people are saying. One thing I always say, there's no room for excuses in this season. There is no room for excuses in this time. If God tells you to do something by fire, by force, you must do it. I don't care about, well, God, I don't feel like doing it today. I don't really have, you know, the tools. No. You figure it out. My mom is, and God bless my mom. I love my mom so much. My mom is a woman who literally does not take no for an answer, especially in the workplace. Listen, if you tell her no, okay, I'm going to go to your boss's boss when it comes to something that I may be getting, whether that's a promotion, whether that's an opportunity. My mom is someone who pushes through. And just even go back, because I'm sure there are certain seasons that you've had to push through. Go back and really reflect on those moments where you've pushed through in the past, where you've overcome a trial. And at the end of that trial, you came out better than you did when you started that trial. That is what God is trying to do in this season. And I promise you, y'all, if you push through, if you stay the course, if you adhere to the vision, if you adhere to the will of God, the result will be more than what you could have ever imagined. So I pray this blessed you. And you know, this is not the accountability partner without us doing some affirmations and declarations. And I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to repeat this out throughout the week. I do not give up. I am not a man or a woman of excuses. I am someone who will get it done by any means necessary. God is my source. God is my provider. So there is nothing that I do not have that I need. There is nothing that I need that I don't already have. You all have a wonderful week. Take this message seriously. Whatever it is that you see and you have found yourself losing heart and giving up, and know that that is the enemy trying to attack you. That is the enemy trying to hinder you from experiencing the promise that God is trying to release. And this is your time to push through. I love you. Be blessed. Don't stress. And let's get it.